Well, day one of the championships, he had two winners, Kiku and the Carbine Club, and of course, Arkadoe in the New Haven Park Country Championships final. What a book he's got heading towards Saturday as well. A couple of good rides there at Newcastle today. Also, a very short price favourite in race four, Tommy Berry. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Jared. How are you?
Very well, mate. How much, firstly, of a thrill was it to win the New Haven Park Country Championships final for Terry Robinson on Arkadoe?
Yeah, no, it was a massive thrill. You know, I obviously had a great week, a couple of weeks early with the Golden Slipper, but that was right up there with that. And I know people will probably think that's silly because it's not the same sort of prize money or the prestige of the race, but to do it for good people that, you know, work their backsides off in the country for not the reward we get week in, week out, it was quite special to see and special to be a part of.
Before I get to Saturday, actually, today, I want to touch on Asamu, who's very short. I just saw in the market before for Annabelle Neesham. I can't believe this horse is still a maiden.
Yeah, no, neither can I. I ran second on him in a benchmark 78 going back to last prep. I think it might have been behind the face, and I thought he would have gone on with it since then. But he's had this special gelding operation, and let's hope that changes his mind a little bit. But, you know, all things being equal, you'd think he should be too good for him today at Newcastle.
Got some good rides on the weekend, Tommy. Looking at your ride in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, I mean, everyone's talking about, you know, the Adabe and very elegant, but Mwanga gets an opportunity to run in this race. How do you think he'll go?
Yeah, I think he'll go really well. Lozzie, you know, his biggest asset is he's going to be back on top of the ground, and that's probably takes away from his main dangers. You know, Adabe, very elegant, and Sir Dragon A, they all love a bit of sting out of the ground, and that's where they're best performed at. But his best runs, especially in the Randwick Guineas, have been on dry tracks. So he'll enjoy you know, a good deck on the weekend. And you know, it's only a small field. He's not going to be giving him as much as a start as like what he did in the Doncaster. He was just in a different race compared to the first four or five in the race. And you know, he got the line really well late. His times in the race were good. He's freshened up really well, and he wouldn't be lining up if he hadn't have done well during the week. So, look, this will be obviously be his biggest test to date. And, you know, he's up against some of the best horses in the world, but he definitely won't shirk his task.
Speed-wise, he probably would have liked Sarmadout to still be in the race.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, he's a horse who, you know, at 2,000, you know, if there's no speed in the race or no one else wants to be there, then, you know, I could be a lot closer. You know, the option's going to be there for me to slide forward if I'm going to be a little bit positive on him early and see where we end up. But, you know, I know Adabe's obviously going to be rolling out, probably in front now, but I won't be too far away if things work out.
Looking ahead to the Provincial Championships final, can you make it a double in those two series? And you're on great news for Kim Waugh, and well, it's been a very, very, well, you look at its record. I mean, it hasn't finished outside of the top three, this mare, in its 10 starts.
Yeah, no, exactly. Very similar record to what Arkadoe had last week. Both horses haven't really been unplaced, and you know, this mare comes in here with great form. She was beaten by a horse of Yon Baker's a couple of weeks ago, who's been very consistent all autumn. But you know, her win in the qualifier at Gosford was massive. It sat wide the whole way, got pushed even wider on the corner, and absolutely belted its rival. So look, she's got to contend with a very wide gate again on the weekend, but I'm not too worried about that. There looks to be a little bit of speed in the race, so providing she steps away well, I'll still be positive myself and hopefully just slot in midfield. And, you know, if she gets any sort of luck on the day, I think she'll be too good for him.
What about in this three-year-old sprint, the Arrowfield three-year-old sprint you're riding, Dame Giselle? How do you think she'll go?
I think she'll go well. This could be a Group 1 race itself. You know, the opposition's very strong. She's had a very mixed preparation in her form, but she's a horse that, you know, has been found out with wet tracks in the past. And, you know, we sort of got falsely bought into her even going on, you know, a soft six, but she dead set needed to be... sorry, I was just turning the bar off just getting ready for a sweat.
Stanley's not joining you, is he?
Well, if he was in the bar, I definitely won't be. sorry about that. But, yeah, no, she gets a really good deck on the weekend, so she's drawn well. She'll have every chance from there, but she'll have to be at her best to beat the opposition.
Now, Yvonne Sampson, we had on earlier, her uncle Laurie is tipping Jar Mayer for Robert and Luke Price, which you're riding. I mean, this horse, this filly, was very, very good in, well, I suppose it's still in its first preparation, just had a bit of a freshen up, but a great run, particularly in the Magic Night behind Godolphin's Arcaded.
Yeah, I was very keen on this filly's chance before the gates come out. I had a lot of offers in this race, and I went with her because I was really taken by her run the week before the slipper, where she come from back in a slow run race and ran sizzling time. She almost ran the quickest last 600 of the day, and she's got a great attitude. She's, as I said, got a very good turn of foot. It worries me just where we're going to get from the gate. I'm sort of on the opinion to ride a midfield. I hope we get that luck, because I think if you drag back to last in a race like that, it's just going to make it an impossible task to pick him up from well back in the field. So out of that shoot, there's only really one corner. If you get caught three wide with a bit of cover, it's not the end of the world. So I'll probably aim to be midfield and just bank on a bit of luck. And if she gets it, I guarantee you she'll be right in it. She's a smart filly. She's freshened up well. I did go down and trial her at Kembla the other day, and she gave me a lovely feel. She definitely hasn't gone backwards. So, I'd be very keen on the chances.
How do you go getting down to 54, Tommy?
Yeah, look, it's pretty, you know, over carnival time, I'm that fit and my weight's, you know, pretty well on point. I have it ready to ride 53, you know, if there's a good ride coming up. So 54 doesn't really faze me too much. But ask me in the midst of winter or when the cold mornings are around, I might give you a different answer.
Yeah. What runner, I guess, are you most confident about heading towards Saturday?
Well, I'd say Great News, only because of its form. But as we're just touching on Jamea there, you know, she's a lovely filly. If she gets even luck, I think she'll be very hard to beat. But I've got an even book of rides. There's plenty of chances there, but plenty of bad barriers. So need a little bit of luck, and we'll see how we go.
And just as a jockey, you could really feel the crowd on Saturday. I saw, you know, you're obviously very happy on Arcadeau, but how, I guess, normal is it feeling for you seeing everyone back at the track?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's the atmosphere is just buzzing at the moment, and to see they had obviously the band play after the last on the first day of the championships, and just seeing everyone get back to what they were doing before, dancing and having a good time, and seeing the crowd from old people to kids back at the track's great. And we're only just walking behind the behind the gates last weekend, and I remember Tom Marquand saying, because his first three group ones of his creed, two of them were here in Australia with no crowd and one back in England with no crowd. So he's itching to get one with a crowd now, and to see the difference in atmosphere is just incredible. So it's been great. Let's hope that COVID stays away and we can mosey on the way we've been going.
Great to talk to you, champion. Have a good day today at Newcastle and also on Saturday. Good luck.
Always a pleasure, boys. Thanks for having me on the show.